This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a briefing, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no plans to lift the restrictions on Ukraine's use of certain weapons in Russia.
There is no change to our view on the provision of long-range strike capabilities for Ukraine to use inside Russia. And I wouldn't expect any sort of major announcement in that regard coming out of the discussions, certainly not from our side.
Meanwhile, Ukraine and Russia both say that they're winning the battle for Kursk. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine's incursion into Russia's border region of Kursk had produced the desired result of slowing Moscow's advance on another front in the east of his country. Zelensky told a conference in Kyiv that Russia's counterattack in the Kursk region had also had no major successes, contradicting President Vladimir Putin's accounts of Russian advances on both fronts. Ukraine launched a surprise incursion on August 6th, pushing into the Russian territory and claiming control over dozens of settlements. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday its troops had taken back 10 villages out of the 100 that Kyiv had claimed. Reuters has not been able to verify battlefield reports from either side independently. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden has brushed off a threat from Russian leader Vladimir Putin about war against the West if Ukraine's allies allow it to use weapons deeper inside Russia. It's a shift that Kyiv has pleaded for, but no decision was immediately announced following the meeting Friday between Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Ukraine wants to use some Western-provided weapons to strike deeper into Russia, and there are signs the White House might shift its policies. Two U.S. officials familiar with the discussion said that they believe Starmer was seeking Biden's approval to allow Ukraine to use British Storm Shadow missiles. This is VOA News. Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar thanked Lebanon's Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah for his support in the ongoing war with Israel in a letter released Friday by Hezbollah's media office. In that same letter, dated Monday, Sinwar thanks Nasrallah for the blessed acts of Iran-backed groups in their support for Hamas since October 7th, when Hamas-led militants killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducted another 250. Sinwar called the war one of the most honorable battles for the Palestinian people. Three U.S. citizens have been sentenced to death by a military court on Friday for their role in a failed coup in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Details from Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Armed men briefly occupied an office of the presidency on May 19th before their leader, U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga, was killed by security forces. His son Marcel Malanga was among the Americans on trial, along with Marcel's friend Tyler Thompson. The third American, Benjamin Zalman Paloon, was a business associate of Christian Malanga. All three were found guilty of criminal conspiracy, terrorism, and other charges. The Americans are among some 50 people, including U.S., British, Canadian, Belgian, and Congolese citizens, standing trial following the failed coup.
That's Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A new Mpox vaccine for adults has been given the go-ahead by the World Health Organization, AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
The World Health Organization has said it has granted its first authorization for use of a vaccine against Mpox in adults. The WHO called the Mpox vaccine approval an important step towards fighting the disease in Africa. The vaccine, created by Bavarian Nordic AS, will now be available for donors like UNICEF and Gavi, a vaccines alliance, to buy it. But supplies are limited because there's only a single manufacturer. The WHO chief called for an urgent scale-up of procurement, donations and rollout to get the vaccine where it's needed most, along with other response measures. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States says it will support the addition of two new permanent seats on the powerful UN Security Council for African nations. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, also said the U.S. backs a first-ever permanent rotating seat for a small island developing country. She made that announcement in a speech Thursday to the Council on Foreign Relations, calling it a follow-up to President Joe Biden's announcement 2 years ago that the U.S. supports expanding the 15-member body. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.